Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, your weekly podcast to help you sort out your belly, your hormones, and your relationship with food. And I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist based in Scotland and a bit obsessed with putting on a wee Scottish accent every now and then. Welcome to episode 45 of the Gut Goddess Show, and this week we are talking about how to plan a healthy and happy year. And I'm going to be sharing with you my two-step process, you know what I mean, of how you can create a happier, healthier belly life and all that jazz this year, because this is the first episode of 2019. Whoop whoop, yeah, welcome to the year. I kind of love this time of year because I love a plan. I love making a plan. I love getting a big shit. Oops, not big shit. Although I have had a lot of those today with my 3-month-old son. But I meant to say a big sheet of paper and a bunch of Sharpies and just dumping my mind on paper, getting out all the dreams, the desires, the goals, reviewing the year that's passed, thinking about what to let go of, what to add more of. Because I really, really think we completely underestimate often as humans the power that we have. We kind of forget that we are innately creative, that we can create the lives we want to live. Now, we can't control everything. We can't control our circumstances. There's lots of things that are going to hit you this year that you can't control. But this is more about creating the mindsets, the framework for you to really thrive, and also to take time to really think about what you want. Because it is really surprising how many people don't actually know what they want. They don't No, like, you know, so say someone's like, oh, I want to lose a stone, but they don't actually really know why they want to lose a stone. You know, what is it that you want? What is it that you think you're going to get by being a stone lighter? What is it? Or are you just thinking you want to be a stone lighter because your Instagram feed is filled with people's pictures of people's butts and thongs, and you think, my butt doesn't look like that in a thong. And I'll tell you a secret, my butt doesn't look like an Instagram feed in a thong anyway, and I never wear thongs, on a side note. But that's not what I want to talk to you about today. So that is what we're going to be going through. So I did this process with Joe, the man of my dreams / husband / father of my child, this weekend. So I want to share with you this two-step process that I do. And this is a seasonal process. So the idea is that we revisit it each quarter, so, or each season, as I like to think about it. So this was the planning for winter. We'll then plan in spring. We'll do another planning in summer, another planning in autumn. That's the next season. So I'm going to share that with you, which is exciting. So this could be, you can listen to this podcast. Once we dive into it, you could listen to it and just process it, and then maybe listen to it again and then stop and start when I give you the kind of actions and the steps. Or you can go to the show notes and you can see I've written out some of the kind of highlights of the process. So you can do with it as you will, but I would encourage you to take action, do something, because your actions, your thoughts, your behaviors, your food choices, your movements are so much more powerful than you think. So you are so much more powerful than you think. So that is what we're going to do today. But before we dive on in, I want to give you a little bit of a heads up of two things. Number one, if you're not on my email list, meaning you don't get kind of little email love letters from me that hopefully are inspiring and maybe a bit funny, maybe have some grammatical errors in. If you're not on that list, make sure you head to my website and join. Or head to the show notes. Because I am going to be I've been thinking a lot about business stuff in the last kind of couple of weeks, and I basically want to give every subscriber or everyone I have the email address to a humongous discount on all my digital and online products, because I really want this to be the year for people, and I really don't want money to be the excuse that gets in the way. So, but that's just going to be for people on my email list. So that's going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks, the coupon code for that and a couple of other awesome things that I won't share here. Also, if you are listening to this podcast and you've been listening for a while and you're at the start of the year and you're just thinking, Kezia, I really want to see some shifts this year. I am so sick of my crazy periods, my PCOS, my endometriosis, my IBS, or your irritable kind of bowel diseases, your IBDs, colitis, my weight that doesn't seem to move no matter how much I try. If you're getting sick of that and you've tried the Googling, you've tried the supplements, you've tried the diets, you've tried the books, you've tried the Facebook groups, maybe you've tried the online programs, maybe you've tried the pills, the cleanses, then can I encourage you to get some one-to-one support? And if you feel like that I would be a good fit for you, then I am going to be taking on a really limited number of new clients, probably in February, March time. So if you want to join the waiting list for that, I'm not going to be taking on very many people. I'm still mainly on maternity leave. So it's going to be quite a small set of people. But if you want to get the waiting list for that to say, yeah, I think I'm interested, then head to supernaturallyhealthy.org/wait. And you can find out the details on how to join the waitlist on there. And I'll be in touch soon to maybe arrange to tell you more information, arrange a call to see if it's the right fit for you. So important things, if you are wanting to really see a shift this year, make sure you join my email list because it's going to be a huge discount, super affordable. And if you know you're wanting to spend a bit more money and get that private, bespoke, one-to-one support, access to test results, supplement plans, lifestyle plans, recipes, meal plans, blah, 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 and the transformation ultimately the one, then head to supernaturallyhealthy.org/wait and join the wait list. You just have to fill in a form there. It won't take very long. And either me or my fabulous assistant/sister, Jess, will be in touch. So let's get on with the show. So, planning the new year, you potentially might be in one of these two camps. Number one, you might be all about the journals, the planners, the printable things, the getting stuff in your diary, setting goals and resolutions, and all that sort of good stuff. Or you might get to this time of year and just feel loads of pressure, totally overwhelmed, a bit bemused why everyone around you's deciding on words for the years, and this is my intention and my planner, and look, I bought a new planner. You know, you might be like, oh my goodness, A, that either stresses me out, or whoa, I can't be bothered with that. Let's just chill, everyone. Whatever camp you fall in, I obviously fall into the woo, let's plan everything. I just love a plan. I love a good bullet point list. I love a Google calendar filled out and schedules. I love that kind of thing. But even if you are not of that same mind, I really encourage you to listen to this and listen to this process and just take what you feel like you need and take what's going to work for you. But I will say that taking a bit of time to dream, to think about what you want, to plan, and to just add a bit of intention to your year actually will often really, really help reduce your stress levels and any anxiety or underlying anxiety that you may have. The reason for this is I tend to notice in myself and in other people that actually there's this underlying discontent and underlying anxiety, stress, frustration can cultivate and manifest in us if we, on an unconscious level, feel like our lives, we're not living the kind of lives and having the kind of behaviors that we want. So the lives that we're living aren't aligned with the values and the dreams that we have. So for me, if I don't take the time to be organized, to eat healthy food, it's not because I don't feel bad, because I feel guilty and bad about my food choices. I feel discontented in myself because my behavior, which is not buying healthy food and eating rubbish foods and non-nutrient dense things, my behavior is the opposite of something that is truly important and valuable to me. And it's not just with food, so it can be with lots of different things. So if I don't feel like I'm in community with people and seeing and having real connection, real intimate one-to-one moments with friends and family regularly, I feel really, really stressed out because actually relationships are a really important value of mine. So I often find with clients, this isn't a conscious thing we notice, but there can be this ongoing stress if you're just bumbling through life with not a lot of intention, not a lot of time, not a lot of thought, because actually you probably do have some really key things that are important to you, some real passions and dreams and desires. And it's really important that your life reflects those desires and dreams for your own sense of well-being, for your own peace, for your own stress levels. So this is actually about your health. This is about lowering your stress levels and feeling really empowered about the choices that you make, because it's really, really easy for us just to kind of roll through life and feel a little bit like we are just not living the kind of life we want to live. And I don't want that for you. So this process should help with that. So let's get on with it. So it's a two-step process. And I have to confess, I've only started using this seasonally as of this year. So in previous years, I've normally done a big planning session at the start of the year and then just let that see me through. But I actually found last year in my business, I started to look at things within seasons and or every quarter, as business chat is, but I don't like that phrase. And it helped me so much more, because actually setting some intentions and goals and thinking about what you want for the next 3 months is so much easier than being like, what do I want in 12 months time? I mean, who knows what's going to happen in 12 months time? But if you chunk your planning and your intention setting into seasons, it just feels a little bit more tangible. Plus, it means that in the next season, you can come back and review and think about and look at this past season and make tweaks, because we change. The things that we want change. Things in our lives change. And actually, the planning isn't meant to stop change. It's simply there to equip us and empower us to flow through life with ease and with grace. So this two-step process, I recommend you probably want to give a good chunk of time to it, a good couple of hours, or you could just do it really, really quickly. I personally like to go quite deep with it, but you could do it relatively quickly. It depends on how your brain works, but I do recommend giving it a little bit of time. So the first step of this process is questions. So how me and Joe did it is on Saturday, me, Joe, and little Merlin, although he mainly napped through it, we got a big sheet of paper, a big old kind of bit of wallpaper, it's a good bunch of Sharpies, and we answered these questions that I'm going to go through with you. And we took a good chunk of time just to get stuff out of our head. I love this process because it feels really cathartic. It feels a little bit like, I don't know, you're detoxing and extracting any thoughts or ideas or disappointments or frustrations and just getting them down on paper. So the first part is questions. And then the step two of this process is making it practical. And that's when, and I actually finished that process off last night. And the getting it practical is actually putting things into your calendar, writing to-do lists, putting things in a diary, creating affirmations or declarations or whatever you want to do. So it's two part. First of all, we have big thinking, and then we want to ground it. There's no point in having big ideas and never actually putting any practical action to them. So step one, questions. So there is a list of six questions that we went through, and you can add more to this if you want, but these are things that just help to get your brain going. So the first question is, what do I want more of? So this is really where you want to think of, what do you want more of in your life? So this can be a bit of a review from the previous year of what went really well. What did you love about the previous year? And what do you want more of in your life? This can also be about how you feel. You know, do you want to feel more peaceful, more abundant, more in love, more healthy, stronger, whatever it is? What do you want more of in your life? So for me, this year I wanted more connection. I wanted, because last year felt quite isolating. So being sick with pregnancy, a lot of the time I just literally was in bed, felt like, for a lot of the year. And so that got a bit isolating. So this year I knew I really wanted more connection with friends, connection with Joe, connection with family, maybe making some new friends. I really want to, that's something I wanted more of. So that's question one. What do you want more of? Or if you're writing this down, what do I want more of? Number two is, what do I want less of? So this is the count opposite. What feelings, what activities, what do you want less of? So for me, I really wanted to feel less anxiety this year. I've always struggled with anxiety, and generally it's been pretty well managed, and even is now, it's not even that bad, but I really want to take it to the next level, and I just want that kind of underlying anxiousness to decrease. So that's something I want less of this year, is anxiety. So think about, this might be how you feel. This could also be really, really practical. You might want less time cleaning the loo. Maybe you feel like you're always cleaning up after people in your house and you're always doing the cleaning. You might want less of that. You might want less arguments with your partner. You might want less time in the car running around after the kids and picking them up. You might want less time cooking. You might want less time off sick. You might want less time watching the TV, whatever it is. What do you want less of? So that, this again, can be a bit of a review, is what last year, what in the previous year didn't work so well, you didn't like, didn't gel with you, you didn't enjoy, and what, and how can we decrease that? So what would you like to see less of? So that's question number two. Question number, what is my priority for this season? So on Saturday when I was going through this, it was, what's my priority for winter? So I call this season basically between January and March winter. That's the kind of seasonal cycle that I use in my Nourish community group coaching program and membership. So what is my priority? So it's really important that your priority is actually one thing. Now, if you're like me, you can think maybe of a million things. So what I do with this is I write lots of stuff out on a bit of paper. And with this whole process, I really encourage you to do it pen and paper. Don't do it on a computer, ideally, or on something digital. Get a pen, get some paper, get a journal. I really like having huge bits of paper. I've also done this on chalkboards before, or whiteboards. That's also fine. And with this question, in terms of what is my priority for this season, or which might for the moment is winter, what I do is I write out lots of different things, and then I think about it, and then I circle actually what is the one most important thing. It's not to say you're disregarding the other things, that the other things aren't important, but it is important to have one priority. It just helps with decision making and helps you to avoid the decision fatigue. So my priority for this winter, for this season between January and March, is recovery. That was also my priority the last kind of season, which would have been autumn, even though I know it takes us up to January, but that's just how I split it, up to December, sorry, is recovery. So I've just decided to carry that on. There's other stuff that I need to do that I'll explain. There's lots of practical things and some deadlines that I need to hit, but actually my main focus is recovery. So that helps me to shape all my other actions. So for example, all the other things that I have to do, like I've got to start on my dissertation for my master's. Actually, that needs to fit around my recovery from birth, being pregnant, all of that sort of stuff. So it really helps to shape around. It's really important that you create one thing. I couldn't have recovery and losing weight. It's okay to have losing weight as a priority, and it's okay for it to happen, but it's not my main priority. I can't have losing weight and recovery. Recovery is my focus, not losing weight. And actually, my master's dissertation isn't my priority, because because I don't want to do that at the cost of my health and my recovery. Does that make sense? So what is your priority for the next 3 months, really, or the next season? So that is question number three. Question number four is, what are your goals for this season? So what are your goals for winter? What are your goals for the next 3 months? However you want to phrase it, whatever feels good. I love thinking about seasons and cycles. One of my goals for this cycle is to learn more about the moon and the moon cycle. I got given a book for Christmas called Lunar Abundance. So one of my goals for this season, this cycle, this 3 month, this quarter, between these 3 months, whatever you want to call it, is to learn more about the moon and the moon cycle and what that could potentially mean and some of the symbolism and how that can impact my own life and my own menstrual cycle and just get to know the moon. I love the moon and I've wanted to do it for ages. And so I put that down as that is one of my goals. So when it comes to goal setting, you don't want to start with your goals. You don't want to start with, I want to learn about the moon. I want to lose weight. I want to run a 10K. I want to eat more green vegetables. But you don't want to start there. You really want to start with questions 1, 2, and 3. It's really easy for us just to jump to the stuff, whereas actually we really need to focus on how do we want to feel? What are our desires? What are our dreams? What's going well? What's not? That's where we start. And then from that place, you can allow these tangible goals to come out. Because actually, you might be like, oh, I want to lose a stone this year. But actually, what you really want is to feel more confident. You want to feel, have better energy. And you want to feel a bit more toned. Actually, you might not need to lose weight to feel those things. You might just start a few exercise classes, get a better wardrobe, buy some better pants and bra. You don't actually need to lose a stone. Do you see how it's important to start with the feelings and desires and then move into these practical expressions? But question number 4 is, what is our goal? So once you've gotten all these different things, questions 1 to 3 written out on a bit of paper, I do it like a mind map. Joe did it as a bit more of a kind of bullet point, a bit more structured. You want to think about, what are your goals? So for me, some of the goals that I put down for this season and this cycle was, I have a deadline for my master's dissertation. So that was a goal. I want to submit that deadline and submit the deadline. I want to hit that deadline. I want to get my proposal in so that it can be approved by ethics, blah, blah, blah. So that is a goal. It's a really practical thing. It needs to get done. That's a goal I have. I also want to go on holiday with Joe and Merlin, ideally somewhere warm. But that depends on budget. So but even if we just have a week at home, I'd like some quality, a week's worth of quality family time, the three of us hanging out with Merlin and hanging out with Joe, my two favorite men. So that's a goal that I have. I also, diet rise and nutrition, I want to be really strict about not eating corn. Any form of corn, any form of pepper and soy. The reason for that is I ran a food intolerance panel probably about 18 months ago, but I never implemented what it said just because of timing, and then I fell pregnant and obviously it's not the time to do that. So I am going to strict, and the test result, it was called the Pinner test. So I don't really generally love food intolerance testing, but this Pinner test is has a little bit more depth to it, whereas a lot of food intolerance tests just check one inflammatory marker, whereas this one checked a couple of different markers in the body. So it's a little bit more accurate and only gives you a handful, like 3, 4, or 5 foods that you're responding to, whereas most food intolerance tests tell you you're literally intolerant to everything, and that's often because your gut's a mess, not because you're actually intolerant to everything. Anyway, side note. So that I wanted to test that out for 3 months and be really strict about avoiding those foods to see if it will help with the inflammation in my body and energy and those kinds of things. Also, another goal that I had is I wanted to lose 6 pounds. I had a baby about 4 months ago, and I've been really surprised at how quickly and well my body is doing and how I'm recovering. But I, in terms of looking towards the end of the year, I don't ideally want to be at the weight I am now at the end of the year, just practically speaking. I weighed myself for the first time ever, not first time ever, the first time in about, I don't know, 18 months out with, you know, midwife appointments and whatever. And I currently weigh just over 12 stone. And I think before getting pregnant, I was just under 11 stone. So I just like the idea of slowly and gently getting down. But guys, this is super realistic. So I want to lose 6 pounds in 3 months, which means 2 pounds a month. That's it. And remember, my priority is my recovery. So that I'm not bothered about losing weight. I don't want to lose weight if it's going to affect my recovery and my stress levels. I am not interested. If I stay the weight that I am now, but I get increasingly healthier, happier, and more energized, then I'm sorted. That's totally fine. But I know some of the weight that I'm carrying is probably a little bit to do with inflammation and a little bit to do with some insulin resistance that has come up since being pregnant, which is a naturally slightly insulin resistant state, and post-pregnancy, just in terms of my own recovery. And so that's where that comes from. It's really being aware of my own body, knowing that my insulin and my blood sugar management's a little bit off. And so that's been affecting some of my fat storage, because insulin is a fat storing hormone. And so losing weight is really about balancing my blood sugars, if that makes sense. But I want to be honest, those are some of the four kind of goals that I have. So that is question number four. What are your goals? What are my goals for this season? Question number five is, what beliefs or mindsets or behaviors or actions do we need to let go of? Basically, what do you need to let go of? But I really like to think about this as in terms of beliefs and mindsets and practical stuff. So in terms of things, for me, I really need to let go of certain pathways, kind of neural networks that I have in my brain that lead to anxiety. So my brain is really well trained to head down the anxiety highway, but it's not always that well trained to head down the it's fine highway, the peaceful highway. So that's something I need to let go of and retrain my brain around that. Also, there's practical things. Maybe you volunteer or a trustee or a director for charity, and actually it's really draining. Maybe you're on the PTA at school. Maybe you're the one at work who organizes all the birthdays and the birthday cakes, and it turns out you're having to do something pretty much every week for little thanks, and it stresses you out. Maybe it's needing to let go of that friend that actually is just like an emotional vampire and sucks your energy and complains and doesn't make you feel good. Maybe you need to let go of seeing certain family members so much. Think about what you need to let go of. These can be beliefs, these can be mindsets, and these can be practical day-to-day things. So for me, I need to shift some of my mindset and some of my beliefs around things. And also this year, this season, I knew I needed to let go of really some business stuff and just give myself the space to do the podcast, because I love doing the podcast, and do a couple of other things, but really just let go a little bit of running the business. And to be honest, all the anxiety that can come with running a business around covering your overheads, paying people and contractors, paying yourself, all of that sort of stuff. I really need to let go of that anxiety that can build up just from running a business and being on maternity leave. And obviously no one, I don't have a company paying my paternity leave. I have the statutory government maternity leave, which is awesome, but I can get caught up in that anxiety cycle. So I need to let go, let it go. I won't sing that too much, but what do you need to let go of? That is question number five. And question number six is, what help do you need to do the above? What help do you need to do the above? This is a great question. So you might be like, you've written your goals and you're like, yeah, I want to do that 10K and I want to ditch sugar from my diet and I want to go to a yoga class. What help do you need to do that? Do you need a babysitter? Do you need to leave work early? Do you need to get better sleep? Do you need to work with a nutritionist, a yoga instructor, a chiropractor? Do you need to get regular acupuncture? Do you need to go to the doctor? Do you need to have another appointment with your consultant at the hospital? Do you need to message your friends more often? What help do you need? Maybe it's a meal planning service. Maybe it's a nutritionist like me. Maybe it is a meal planning service like in my nourishment community. What help do you need for you to meet your goals? What help? And it's really important that you think this through. So for me, I know I need a little bit of childcare in the coming season in order to do my, in order to meet my master's deadline. I also need a little bit of help for me. So in terms of changing my mindset around anxiety, I actually probably need to go and see a professional and get a little bit of counseling and some professional support to help me change that way, that pathway of thinking. So that's the help that I need. So it's really, really important. And that's the sixth step, to not miss that one out. So I'll just do a quick run through of the questions. Number one is, what do you need to let go of? Number two is, what do you need to do less of? Number three is, what is your priority for this season? Number four is, what are your goals for this season? Number 5 is, what beliefs, mindsets, behaviors, or actions do I need to let go of? And number 6 is, what help do I need to do the above? So that is step 1. The next step is, and I really recommend actually you do this, that will take you a bit of time, and then give yourself some space, leave it for a day or two, leave it for a couple of hours, go out for a walk, go out for a coffee, whatever it is, and then come back to step 2. So step 2 is when you want to ground all this stuff that you've been talking about and make it practical. So what this means is for me is that I took this from this big sheet of paper I had in front of me. I took a little bit of A4 paper and I created basically a little mind map of all the different tasks that I talked about and that I wanted. So I, you know, so say I wanted to, one of my goals, like I said, is to help with reduce my anxiety. And I think for me, that'd be really helpful for me to go and get some counseling for a little bit of time. So a task is, I need to find time to research and find some counselors online. That's one task. Another task is, I need to contact them, see their availability. I also need a task, you know, action to maybe chat to them on the phone to see if I vibe well with them. And then I actually need to go to the appointments, and I also need to think about how am I going to pay for it. So you can see how that I've put all those actions in. So I think about all the activities attached to that goal or to that feeling, and then I make a list of little tick boxes and I put relevant things in the diary. So last night I emailed off a couple of people and just did some inquiries, and then later on in the week I will follow up on those inquiries, and I'm hoping by the end of the month that I've had a few preliminary conversations with people. So this is the practical thing. Now, I do it in a mind map type fashion, but you might just want to have a, you might have a diary or something that you use, and you just want to look at these things and really break it down. So say you want to do a 10K. Okay, what actions and activities and tasks does that involve? Do you need to buy a pair of running shoes? Do you need to find a friend to run with and schedule in time? Do you need a nice pair of leggings that won't fall down when you run? Do you need to decide on a route or get some fluorescent gear so that people can see you? And do you need to put it in your diary? Those are all those kind of tangible things. Maybe you want to stop eating so much sugar. So what does that mean? You need to get, you know, you need to make a meal plan. You need to think about a strategy, or whose strategy you're going to follow. Are you going to do my sugar detox program? Someone else's? Are you going to make up your own? And really break it down. And so once you've got a sheet of all of these different tasks, and I put mine into kind of subcategories, you then want to add it onto your calendar. So for me, I've added in slots where I need to do my master's dissertation and my research and reading through papers and finishing my proposal for my research project. You might want to put your runs if you want to do a 10K in the diary. You might want to set a date when you're going to start to reduce sugar. You might need to just put in your diary when you're going to go to the shop and buy food so that you have food in the house. So this is really important. And I really encourage you to put it in the diary. If you don't keep a diary or a calendar or a schedule, start doing that. Because it's so easy to just get to the end of the week and be like, huh, I didn't do any exercise this week. Huh, I didn't eat any vegetables this week. Huh, I went to bed at 12 o'clock at night every night this week. It's so easy just for that to happen. So get a diary, put it in there, make it practical, and give yourself a sheet of these different tasks. You can put it up on your fridge, you can put it up on your phone, and then you can just tick them off as you go along, and it's very satisfying. So that is my 2-step process. If you have any questions about it, then feel free to head to Instagram at Supernaturally Healthy, or Facebook, my Facebook page, again, Supernaturally Healthy, and I will happily answer them. But I really, really encourage you. I know this might sound like, whoa, Kezia, this is total overload, but take what you hear, chew the meat and spare the bones. If this feels too intense a process for you, then just pick out a couple of things. But I would really encourage you to do something and to follow this rough process of big picture thinking, thinking about your dreams, desires, and feelings, breaking that down into goals, and then step 2, breaking it down into tangible, practical actions that go in your diary and that you create a kind of to-do list from. Honestly, you will feel so much more empowered and just organized with your life if you do this. So I hope this has been helpful, and let me know if you have any questions. Otherwise, I will see you next week for another Gut Goddess show. Sending you lots of love. Bye. And you haven't left me an iTunes review yet, then I would love it if you headed over to your iTunes store search for the Gut Goddess Show. So even if you are subscribed, you want to head to the Gut Goddess Show in the iTunes store, then click on the ratings and review tab, which is normally the middle one, and then you'll see a little button that says write a review, and you can write me a review, and it would be fabulous. I really appreciate the reviews. I listen to them, I take them on board, and it really, really helps me to reach different and new audiences, and it's a really nice way of you saying thanks for all the time, effort, and money that goes into producing this free weekly show so that you can create one awesomely healthy life. So I'd love to see some new reviews, and the race is on for who gets the first review in for 2019. I'll announce it next week. Bye.